Tomorrow marks 10 years since the Boston Marathon bombings. This morning, three people share their stories from that day and how they've tried to make sense of it since. We hear from Finish Line Coordinator Tom Marr, spectator Tracy Palmer, and Dr. Timothy Peck. Here are their reflections.
My name is Tom Marr. I live in Duxbury, Massachusetts, and I'm 80 years old. Well, it was a normal day. Things went the way they went. The winners came. They got their awards. That's the most important part of what I do. Then they're gone, and then it's the average people. And at 2:30 in the afternoon, I call it la la time, because it's just so nice being out there. I just keep people moving. I can still picture in my mind the wave of the concussion of the blast. It was smoky, it was dirtyish looking, and I ran to help. And then I turned and looked on the sidewalk, and then the second bomb went off. But I wasn't afraid. I never thought of being afraid. I never thought that what I was doing wasn't the right thing to do. Should I have turned and run away? How could I ever do that? At the time, I was in charge of that area. I couldn't run away. It was my turf.
My name is Tracy Palmer. I'm 59, and I live in Norwell, Massachusetts. So I was standing on Boylston Street, close to the barricades with my two daughters. And we were there waiting for my husband to come into view. And then there was an explosion across the street, maybe 50 feet from us. And I just grabbed my daughter's hands. I just turned and ran, and everybody was doing the same thing.
My name is Timothy Peck. I am 42, and I currently live in southern Indiana outside Louisville, Kentucky. I was in the Beth Israel Deaconess Emergency Department. It was actually my first day as chief resident of the emergency department. And didn't expect that day to turn out like it did. The first patients to arrive by ambulance had injuries that I had never seen before, had injuries that I didn't even understand what they were.
I made a phone call to my wife and said, honey, a bomb just went off here. Message, because she didn't answer. A bomb just went off here. I'm okay. Call the girls. And then I had this urge, this desire to take a step forward to go to try to help. And then I caught myself. Stop. You got professional medical people going there. You stand right here.
And I honestly, I didn't know where to go. I wasn't sure if another bomb would go off, because now there had been two. Who's to say there wouldn't be a third? And then I just popped into my head that I need to find my husband. I knew he would find out pretty soon what had happened at the finish line, and he knew we were there waiting for him. And I couldn't stand the thought of him thinking that we weren't okay.
I was in the emergency department until midnight that night, working. And I didn't really understand what was going on out there, and it didn't matter because we were just treating patient to patient to patient. I went home that night and I could not sleep. I just was full of adrenaline, actually, and confusion. There was nowhere to ground because everything was so unfamiliar.
The girls slept in our room for 2 months after that. And the youngest slept in my bed for several months. They wouldn't go near the city, any city, anything other than our little town. It was too scary. I mean, it sounds cliche, but even today, if I'm getting really frustrated with them about something, or some stupid thing happens, I remember that day and how I promised myself that I was gonna let that stuff go, because it really isn't worth it. But I think we've sort of processed through it enough that, we can look at it in the way we choose to. I always remember the policeman who ran toward that explosion and toward that smoke. I'm like, that amazes me to this day. It's a great feeling that people, you know, there are good people out there.
I didn't have any really stress or trauma or anything like that on the bombing day, or I didn't perceive it, obviously, but I had it, right? And I hadn't faced it, and I was eventually needed to, because it was eating at me. So that's when I started to explore perhaps running the Boston Marathon. I'm not a runner. I wasn't a runner. I guess I'm a runner now. I think I learned that when you need to heal, it takes a community, it takes vulnerability, and I think those lessons I've carried forward since.
This is year 27 of the finish line, greeting the winners. The most important thing for me is I am not going to be driven off doing something I love doing because I'm afraid that something might happen again in my life. I don't want to give a terrorist that satisfaction. It's always great when the ups are there, but when the downs come, you can't cave in. You can't go sit in a corner and cry. I tell people, don't ever say, that could never happen to me. Well, that would never happen here. Yes, it can. Yes, it has. And hopefully, I hope and pray for you that it never happens to you. You don't know. The Boston Marathon, to me, is the greatest marathon in the world. And how lucky am I to be at the finish line of it every year. I'm a lucky man, and I have the greatest appreciation for that.